no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you bet. Good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housin Heffy, offering you the latest real estate news and home buying information. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3, not-for-profit corporation, assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors say this is the year you may become a homeowner. And they say the first step is the hardest, and we say there are no hard steps, just steps. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge and skills it takes to help you become a homeowner. Just that easy. Coming up on today's show, Pilar Bermejo shares her keen knowledge of reasons to wonder about title insurance. It's not as boring as it sounds, folks. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, I didn't know Steve was such a philosopher. He told me just before we came on the air that life is like an open door. It can be closed at any time. So don't complain about the draft. And that's pretty good advice, I would say.
Unless it's a revolving door.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Well, right after the news, Mike Marzik joins us with more information about the home renovation projects than a Wikipedia ever needs to know. Then our house segment takes the heed of dangers of the cement pond with some cool summer swimming tips. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And at the end of it all, Pat Tracy, the executive director of REACH, joins us with when you don't need a building permit. We might have Jack come in and tell us a little bit about that too. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, Doctor.
You bet.
It doesn't take a long time for South Florida homeowners to see the value in buying over renting, according to a new report from Zillow. In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, buying a home beats renting after just 1.2 years. That's according to a first-quarter analysis by Zillow. At the same time, in 2013, buying was better than renting in South Florida after just 2 years. Now, the so-called break-even point is less than a year in some of our local communities, including Lake Worth, Margate, and Coconut Creek, among a few others. South Florida's red-hot housing market continues to cool somewhat in the second quarter. The median price of a single-family home in South Florida rose 7.6% in the second quarter of this year to $270,000. That's up from a year earlier. Now, despite the slowdown, though, from double-digit price spikes a year in earlier years, South Florida's median home price continues rising at a faster pace than national prices do. We have a story for you about a couple of guys in Wellington who persuaded customers that their experience and knowledge of the industry could help them to save their homes through some form of loan modification, like a lower interest rate, a lower payment, or a reduction in principal. A review of bank records shows that the company showed about $375,000 in advance payments, and they never delivered anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, sad, sad. We're also going to talk about the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
Zombie foreclosure homes all over South Florida. That and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
You bet. All right, when we return, Pilar Bermejo joins us with more title insurance information than Planet Express can deliver in one day. Unless, of course, Bender has his foot on the brake, but we can't do anything about that. So stay with us. Remember, when life hands you lemons, break out the tequila.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Bring me back. There we are. Welcome back. By golly, that was the fastest break I think Planet Express has ever delivered that I've ever seen. But welcome back anyway. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a special message just for you if you are a first-time home buyer and you're planning on using FHA, HUD, and other government programs. You must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify and receive big discounts from the banks. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in Reach's annual education membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach included 2 free credit checks per year in the educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their Educational Membership Program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Call now and enroll. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, for crying out loud. That's why we're doing this. We're doing it for you so that the first-time home buyers can get into a home. Folks, these workshops are really valuable. You learn a lot of information there. All right, our first guest is a licensed title agent over 30 years in the title insurance business. Her community involvement includes title presentations for Centro Campesino in Homestead, Florida, and for Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida. She's currently the Broward County Marketing Manager for Lawyers Advantage Title Group, Inc. Pilar Bermejo, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Good afternoon. I'm very happy to be here, and I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, no problem at all. We're here to pick your brain. We understand you have a lot of knowledge about title insurance, and that's what we need to know about.
Okay.
All right.
I have been doing closing for over 30 years, and I love what I do. I work at the present time with Lawyers Advantage Title. That mm-hmm. is a company that is owned and operated by attorneys. We do a lot of HUD closings. We do a lot of first-time home buyers closings too. I'm very involved with the community. I love to go every time that Eric Johnson has a presentation for MAP. And like I say, I love what I do. I'm very passionate about that.
Well, I can hear that in your voice. That's for sure. You know, title insurance has to be probably one of the most, I would say, boring subjects in the world. But I understand you don't make it boring for some reason. And what's the importance of title insurance anyway? What is it?
Okay, the title insurance is the protection against the sins that you don't see on the property because they are filed for record, like mortgages, liens, and it is the protection to the new buyer, okay? It protects the new owner against sins that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives free and clear title. to the new owner.
That's what I was going to say. You want to make sure that the title is free and clear of any liens or any judgments or assessments that may have been filed against that property. And that's what you guys do, right? You check into that to make sure that it's a clean title, I think is what they say, right?
Correct. And if for any reason something didn't appear when we did the title exam and it appears after the new buyer has, is the owner of this property, it happens like 6 months later, that title insurance is going to take care of any situation that comes after the closing of the property.
That sounds like you just admitted, if I make a mistake, you're covered. Is that true?
Correct. Correct. That's the protection that the new owner will have with the title insurance.
Right. Well, that way you don't have the sheriff knocking on your door saying, hey, you have to get out because this other guy owns the house.
Correct. Correct. So, we will have to take care of fixing that problem for the new buyer.
Okay. And is that part of the survey and evaluation certificate? Is that something that, is that what
okay,
that is?
Okay, yeah. This is a good question. The survey is going to tell the new owner the property line, okay? Sometimes the neighbor can have his own fence on the new owner's property. So this survey is going to tell the new buyer the property line.
Oh, yeah. We just discussed that a couple of weeks ago, talking about what happens when your neighbor crosses over the property line. So this would be really important information to have.
Correct. Even though that the buyer is buying a cash property, and sometimes they don't want to have this expense that is going to be like $375, but it's worth it. It's worth it because if in the future the buyer wants to add like a pool to the property, the survey is going to help him. It's going to be needed. And not only that, the elevation certificate that comes with the survey is going to tell the insurance company if the buyer needs a flood insurance or not. The elevation certificate is going to show the flood zone. When the property is located in a flood zone X, that buyer doesn't need to buy a flood insurance. But if the property is located in a flood zone AE, then the flood insurance is going to be required on the property. So it is important to have the survey that comes with the elevation certificate.
Wow, this sounds more complicated than the alimony dartboard. I don't know. I think the best thing to do would just be get a hold of a professional and let them work it out for you, right?
Correct.
And yes. Let's just get out your website there. It's www.lawyersadvantage.com. Their phone number 954-315-0229. If you need any title insurance information, the way it sounds to me, it'd just be better to let the professionals handle it. And let me ask you this. How long does it take to close a transaction? I guess there's a difference between cash and financing, right? Is there a difference in the time schedule?
Yes, yes. When it's a cash transaction, we can close in a week, depending that the buyer doesn't need to be approved for a homeowners association. When the property is in a community that has an association, that buyer needs to be approved, and it will take maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get approval depending on the management company. That is on a cash transaction. When there is no homeowners association, we can close in a week. When the purchase of the property is financed, it can take up to a month depending on the lender, when the lender is ready.
Well, that's just a matter of getting all the paperwork in line, right?
Correct, correct. Yeah. And I want to add something. If you have a buyer that needs assistance, even though that is not closing with me, I will be available with my cellular number, that is 786-406-3303. And I am available for these buyers nights and weekends. They can call me if they have questions, even if they are not closing with my company. Wow. I love to help people.
I was just going to say, sounds like you're a glutton for punishment, but that's okay. If you like helping people, that's wonderful. Let's give that phone number out again. It's 786-406-3303. You can call, Pilar directly. That's pretty cool. Is there a cutoff time there?
No. They can call me at any time, nights, weekends, when they are looking at the property and they have a question. So feel free to call me because like I mentioned before, I love what I do. I love to see people that they were renting and now they are homeowners. I love to see their smile. I love to see when people, when they are struggling and now they see that they were renting and paying more money and now they are, you know, the new homeowners of the property. And there are so much assistance out there from the county, from the city, that I'm working hard with some brokers to help people become homeowners.
Right. And if you don't know where to go, then you're kind of stuck. So this is pretty useful information here. Let's give your phone number one more time. Cell phone number for Pilar Bermejo is 786-406-3303. She'll be happy to take your calls. Like she said, even if you're not doing business for her, she's there to help you out. I have another question for you. Who benefits from filing or what benefits do you have when you file for homestead exemption if you have your title insurance properly in order?
You have good questions, Alan. Okay, when the new buyer is not an investor, this buyer is going to be living on the property, and this buyer is a Florida resident, he can get benefits filing homestead exemption, and benefit as a widow, benefits as a veteran, different exemption that they will have, and it's going to help like maybe $50,000 homestead exemption. So if the property he pays $75,000, he's going to be paying taxes only on the difference between the $50,000 homestead exemption and the $25,000. It will be only on the $25,000 that he's going to be paying the taxes.
Wow. Again, that sounds too complicated for me. The best thing to do would give Pilar a call, and maybe she can help you out there. And we talk about that all the time, the importance of getting a professional to help you out. Pilar, if you can hang on for just a moment, we got a quick break to take. And when we return, Pilar will tell us more about the trials, troubles, and tribulations of title insurance. So just to let you know, I found the perfect way to keep my kitchen clean. I eat out all the time. That's how it works.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. We're speaking with Pilar Bermejo. For the last 30 years, she's literally consumed and committed to instant memory all the rules, laws, and regulations of the title insurance industry. I got to tell you, she says there's nothing boring about her industry, and after hearing the compassion she has in her heart, I believe she's absolutely right. Pilar Bermejo, welcome back. Thanks for hanging through the break there.
Okay. I was talking about homestead exemption, and it is important that if the buyer got the property during 2014, at the beginning of 2015, they need to go and file for the homestead exemption at the property appraisal office in the county. If the buyer lives in Broward County, they need to go to the property appraisal office for Broward County. The same if the property is in Miami-Dade County, they need to go to the property appraisal office with copy of the warranty deed, proof that they are living in the property, and copy of the vehicle registration. They
right.
need to have proof that they are Florida residents.
Okay, so I guess proof of residence would be like an electric bill or a phone bill, something like that?
Correct, and the driver license, showing the new address, the address for the new property.
All right. Well, that's it. That's easy enough. Nothing complicated about that.
No, not at all.
Again, you have to start with getting the title insurance and the appraisal and everything to get the ball rolling there. Let me ask you just another little question here. Why is it good to have that search done on my property? Why do I need that? I mean, is something going to come back and bite me later, or how does that work?
Yeah. We have the title search is the one that is going to show any liens, any judgment, any mortgage on the property. If there is an open mortgage, and we have to make sure that at the closing, all of these mortgages we collected and we paid them in full to provide the buyer with a free and clear property. This is different to the lien search. The lien search on the property is paid by the seller, and the lien search is going to show any open permit. This comes from the municipality, not from the county. It comes from the municipality, and it will show any open permit or any code violation on the property.
Uh-huh.
This is important.
Yeah, you bet, because you could be living there for a few years, and all of a sudden the county would come along and say, oh, by the way, you owe us $30,000 in fines.
Exactly, for a code violation.
Uh-huh.
So this is good because the seller pays for this, and if there is an open permit or a code violation, as soon as we open the file, a lawyer's advantage title, we order the lien search to have time for the seller to take care of fixing any problem with a code violation or with an open permit.
Gotcha. And who pays these fees? You said the buyer pays for the initial property evaluation. Are there any other fees involved?
The seller pays for the lien search because it's going to show any lien on the property. The seller pays for any estoppel from the homeowners association, and the seller pays for the documentary stamps for the sale of the property. And the buyer will pay for the title examination, the title policy, the loan policy to the lender, and all the lender fees.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that makes that a little easy. Hey, I'm asking a lot of questions here. I don't know what's on my mind. I'm where are you from? I love your accent.
I am from Barranquilla, Colombia.
Ah, Barranquilla. You know who else comes from down there?
Shakira.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And by golly, I don't know why his name has slipped me, the shortstop for the Miami Marlins there. That's gone. Anyway, that's a good place. I love South America. Spent a lot of time down there. I actually married a girl from down there. So what are you going to do?
Oh, interesting.
We love that. What brought you up to America? Certainly wasn't title insurance.
I have family living here, and then I moved here 30 years ago. And the first place where I did the closing for my first property, I say, I want to work on this. And the owner gave me the opportunity, and I started working since 1983 in the title industry, and I love it.
That's right. I remember reading that on your bio. You went to work for the company that actually financed your house. Well, listen, we appreciate you spending your Saturday with us. Let's give out her cell phone number one more time, 786-406-3303, or you can visit the website at www.lawyersadvantage.com. Thank you so much, Pilar. Well, we're about to launch the second half of Reach Radio. Directly after the news, Mike Marzik shares some remodeling tricks of the trade that you will never hear anywhere else but here. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. After that, our house segment has a few safety tips for those planning to visit the cement pond this summer. And then Jack Tracy will be here with a special report on when you don't need a building permit. That's coming up. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, deep from inside the audio grid of amnesia, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much, Alan.
You bet.
Nelson Posada offered struggling homeowners his expertise to help them avoid foreclosure. But authorities say the Wellington man's company instead took thousands of dollars in fees without getting the mortgage loans modified in return. Posada was arrested last week on one count of fraudulently operating as a loan broker, according to authorities. Posada was released from the Palm Beach County Jail last Sunday on a $3,000 bail. Now, according to the affidavit, he and his partner engaged in an advance fee scheme targeting Hispanic people. They persuaded customers that their experience and knowledge of the industry could help them to save their homes through some form of modification, like a lower interest rate or a lower payment reduction in principal. A review of bank records, though, provided by the company shows that about $375,000 in advanced and processing fees and commissions had been collected from clients and affiliates, according to the affidavit. It does not appear that any customer received any loan modification as a result of their services. Luckily, we know this will not happen to you because you listen to the Reach Radio Show. If we can just prevent one situation like that, we have done our job and we are happy. South Florida's red-hot housing market continued to cool in the second quarter. The median price of a single-family home in South Florida rose 7.6%. That still, though, leads the entire nation. There are still a lot of people that are underwater. You know, when your mortgage is higher than the value of your house, underwater mortgages are taking the heaviest toll on the average homeowner. Roughly 43% of mortgaged homes and condominiums valued at $86,100 and below are worth less than what was owed, according to Zillow. Nearly a quarter of the properties in the $86,000 to $389,000 range have so-called negative equity, and only about 10% of homes at $389,000 and up are underwater. That means it's the people in the middle who are getting squeezed. That leads to underwater borrowers not being able to sell, stuck in their homes, unable to move for family or job reasons. There are ways around that. Listen to this radio show. We'll tell you more. Speaking of buying, it doesn't take long for South Florida homeowners to see the value in buying over renting, according to a new report. In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, buying a home beats renting in just 1.2 years. In 2013, it was quite a bit higher than that. The break-even point is even less than it was in some local communities, among them Lake Worth, Margate, and Coconut Creek. There's a new term you might not have heard in the real estate business. It's called zombie foreclosures or zombie houses. Well, according to RealtyTrack, a zombie foreclosure is when a homeowner abandons a house that was facing a pending foreclosure action. There are about 55,000 of those right here in the state of Florida. Zombie houses are vacant properties where the homeowner has already moved out, but the bank hasn't foreclosed yet. That means there is a lot of inventory available, and it means it's also an excellent time to buy real estate. Shadow inventory and zombie properties may very well keep values from skyrocketing out of control in the very near future. Despite its well-earned retirement reputation, an online real estate website on Thursday ranked Sarasota as, get this, the sexiest small city in America. Sarasota. Bradenton came in third in the Movoto poll. That's the website, M-O-V-O-T-O. Sarasota does have a Cheetah's Lounge Club. They do have some scantily clad sun worshippers, and there are some lingerie stores and maybe a massage parlor or two there. But
Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how sexy that is. But maybe if you look beyond the bingo parlors and the mid-afternoon shuffleboard tournaments, mm-hmm. you might find that, that Southwest Florida is sexy. Anyway, this led me to find out about Carol Allen, the author of this, and I couldn't find any research. I just found the author, and the author lists his or her occupation as content provider and fiction writer. So maybe that exposes just a little bit of what was going on there. And that, my friends, is all we have for you today.
You said expose.
Thank you, Beavis.
You bet.
All right. Well, listen, joining us on the phone today is Mike Marzik. He's more than just a handyman. He's better than a carpenter with three hands, and he's able to leap tall buildings with a standard 12-foot expansion ladder. Mike Marzik, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me on.
Ah, great. I understand you're the guy that's responsible for all that quality work that goes on over at Reach Remodeling there.
That's what they say.
Well, we're just going to go along with it because I think it's true. I've seen some of the work that you've done in the houses, and it really looks great. You know, we talk about it all the time. As a matter of fact, coming up next on our house, I'll tell you about a reconditioned unit that we have for sale. And all that quality work is done up to snuff and code, I would imagine, right?
Oh, absolutely. It takes a lot of effort to get there. You know, the process is pretty complicated due to the fact that a lot of these properties are really in distressed shape. You know, we have to bring them up to the standards, and you know, it takes a lot of time and effort, but the results are just amazing.
Well, I guess that's good. Kudos to the building department, because they stay on top of all this stuff and make sure that everything we do is up to code and everything is exactly how it's supposed to be. But still, that's not an easy task, and you have to really keep your eyes. You work a lot with subcontractors, though, right?
Absolutely, that's correct.
So you have to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do on top of what you're supposed to do. So that's not an easy job. You're right.
Yes, sir.
And when you take one of our homes and remodel it, what's the first thing you do?
Well, first thing what we do is we go through a thorough inspection, and we have a list of the things that needs to be done first. You know, we check the structural, we check the electrical, plumbing, and everything. It's almost like building a new home, since these properties are in pretty distressed shape.
Right. Now, when you say structural, that's the foundation, right?
Oh, absolutely. Roof, structural, you know, pretty much the whole structure of the home, correct.
Right, right. So, yeah, it has to be set and ready for the new people moving in. And if it's not done in top-notch quality work, well, then somebody's going to be taken advantage of. We don't want to do that.
Sure. And also when people are getting mortgages, I mean, it goes through through the inspection. So everything has to be to the code.
Mm-hmm. And what about things like Chinese drywall? You know, I mean, do the code inspectors know exactly what that is, or is that something that we take care of because we know it's the wrong thing to have in there?
Oh, no, that's even more complicated process. We've done one of those properties in Port St. Lucie,
mm-hmm.
and it took quite a bit of time. I mean, basically, you take the house completely apart, and you fall through all the inspections from A to Z with the city. They come in, and there's thorough inspections through the process. So it's pretty much building a home.
From the bottom up, almost, right? Especially in that, because drywall, that means you're right down to the studs in the wall.
That is correct, including electrical, plumbing, everything has to be replaced. Everything is affected.
Oh, really? Just because it was there up against the Chinese drywall? I mean, that sounds like a bad country western song, Chinese drywall.
But. Yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of people don't realize, but it's really toxic and it's not good for you, so everything pretty much has to be done right and to code, and that's why they're so tough with those inspections. And it's good because it's good for the people that are going to be in these homes.
Right. Now, you also have a big problem with people. We get a home, we start to rebuild it, and people break in and steal all the stuff.
Yeah, that is probably one of the major problems that we fall into when we start working on a property. Sometimes even before we close or while we remodeling, people break in and they just, you know, steal stuff and damage stuff. So that is probably one of the most frustrating things that we go through the process.
Well, one thing guaranteed, you know you're going to have a new appliance in there, that's for sure.
Sometimes they're gone before you sell the house, so that is frustrating.
Isn't that something? And there's not much you can do about that, is there?
No, not that much, because, I mean, all you could do, what I do is pretty much I introduce myself to all the neighbors. I try to make friends with everybody, and so have them look out for it, and that's been helping in some of the cases.
Mm. Well, yeah, absolutely, because we're part of that neighborhood, too. You know, we don't just buy a house to sell a house. We buy it because we're part of the neighborhood, and we're trying to build an entire community to keep us above ground and solvent. So it's something when we pick out these houses, we make sure that we get the right house and we put the right equipment in it. And that's why we have guys like Mike that are in there taking care of the business and making sure everything gets put together right. What's the worst case scenario you've ever seen in a house?
The worst case scenario, there's been, I guess, fire damage is a lot of problems, because you have to pretty much take everything out, as well as the Chinese drywall. I mean, those are pretty much the most, you know, the biggest challenges that we're facing with the distressed stuff. That's pretty much, I think, it.
Well, hey, that's part of the job, right? And we have to make sure that we do it right. And when you get appliances and everything, Do you get the good stuff, or do you get the cheap stuff, I guess, for lack of a better word? What are you looking for when you're replacing appliances and things?
Well, we tend to be putting a lot of good stuff in the properties. I mean, our properties are upgraded to a high standards. I mean, we install, in most of the cases, stainless steel appliances.
Right.
And we also install granite countertops.
I've seen those pictures. They look absolutely great. So you're the guy that puts those in, right?
We go over the top, I think, and we want to make sure that these families are happy. A lot of the people we deal with are the first home buyers, and it's very important, you know, for them to have these things. And, you know, it's their first home. They're very excited, and we believe that if we go an extra step, you know, we're going to make everybody more happy, and we're going to sell more properties.
Well, that's what we say at Reach here. We're putting families in a home, not just a house. And that's probably the best part of what we do there, because we want to make sure they fit right into the community. And if we give them the right equipment to get into the community with, then everything should work out just right.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, so what, you know, you've done a lot of things in your career. I was looking over your bio. What got you into construction?
You know what? It was when I opened Anchor Holdings. This venture came from a realization that of the tremendous market opportunity. After the recession and the crash, real estate, my goal was to use an extensive trade and marketing expertise that I have to redevelop the distressed properties so that then they could be reintroduced to the market for the end buyers. I think the timing for, you know, with the market being down, it was just a great opportunity for me. And that's why I chose to be involved in that.
Well, I know you and your wife both. We've had your wife on the show. She's great. We talked all about the Anchor company there and the things that you do. And you have big hearts and you're great people. And we certainly appreciate you being part of the Reach team.
Oh, likewise.
All right, great. Well, listen, thanks for taking your Saturday and spending it with us. We appreciate the useful information, and we know that everything we do in the Reach properties, we do it right, and that's the important part about that. So, great. Well, that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. This property is located at 2121 North Bayshore Drive in Miami. If you want to make Miami your home, this beautiful condominium has one bathroom, 1.5 baths, 1 bedroom. It's got a great view of the bay from the balcony. It's located in an expanding downtown area. It has huge closets. There's a bonus of an extra $10,000 to redo the kitchen. You move into this thing, we'll give you a check for $10,000 and help you get your kitchen taken care of. The complex has a pool, an exercise room, 24-hour security, and private underground parking. It's pet friendly. We're not looking for investors on this. We're looking for a good primary mortgage holder or a second home, maybe. Cash always gets your name on the title. We appreciate that. If you want to take a look at this property, Google Maps it. Google Maps is the place to go. And look up 2121 North Bayshore Drive in Miami, Florida. The zip code, Google loves the zip code, 33137. If you want to make Miami your home and you're looking for a nice condo to live in, this would be the place. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number again, 561-351-8000. You could call her about an hour after the show, because she's sitting in the studio right now, and we don't want that phone going off. But give her a buzz, and she'll help you out.
Is a very, very, very fine house.
All right, that brings us to our house segment. And this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. This week's topics covers the dangers of dehydrogen monoxide.
What?
That's better known as water.
Oh.
Aha! That wet stuff in the cement pond. And it's summertime, and we know that a lot of people are going to be spending time in the pool instead of sitting on the dock of the bay. You've got some swimming tips for us, Rick?
Well, not necessarily swimming trips. We know that there are over 200 young children who drown in backyard swimming pools each year, and a lot of them right here in Florida, because of the preponderance of swimming pools and the hot weather. So we wanted to give you some important safety tips around your home pool. Number one, most important, secure your pool with appropriate barriers. Completely surround the pool with at least a 4-foot high fence or barrier with a self-closing, self-latching gate. In other words, when that gate closes, it's closed. Nobody can get in.
And it should be, the lock should be up nice and high so the kids can't get to it. Right?
Good point. Good point. A safety cover is necessary on the pool or hot tub when not in use. You might think, oh, who's going to go in there? Put the cover on. Put the safety cover on. Save a life. Remove ladders or steps used for access as well. Consider installing a pool alarm that goes off if anyone should enter the pool when you're not there. Kids, keep kids under active supervision at all times. Don't think you're going to run in and grab a soda, grab a beer, get the hot dogs. Stay there. Keep your eye on them. Stay in arm's reach of young kids. Designate a responsible person to watch the water when people are in the pool. Don't ever allow anyone to swim alone. Have young or inexperienced swimmers wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. Have you seen the safety things they put on the kids' arms?
Oh, the little things you blow up?
Yeah, inflatables. Those are good, too. They're going to keep the kids safe. Everyone in the home should know how to swim well by enrolling in an age-appropriate water orientation and learn to swim course from the Red Cross.
We should give those little things to the people in Sarasota, you know.
Maybe a good idea. Keep the pool or hot tub water clean and clear. Oh, yeah. Maintain proper chemical levels, circulation, filtration. Regularly test and adjust the chemical levels to minimize the risk of earaches, rashes, or more serious diseases. And when you're at the pool, I just saw this on a TV show, around the edge of the pool, right straight down the wall. Sometimes you can't see what's down there. Keep your eyes open at all times. And if a kid is suddenly, where is he? Check the pool.
That's where I hide when I'm in the pool.
I'm
right
sure
up against the edge.
You need rules, Alan. You need rules and safety behaviors. No diving. Stay away from drain covers. Those things can be...
Well, that was the fun part to hang out by. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Swim with a buddy, if you have one,
well,
Alan.
Yeah.
And don't run. Don't carry glasses. Paper cups, please. Ensure everyone in the home knows how to respond to aquatic emergencies by having appropriate safety equipment and taking water safety, first aid, and CPR courses from the Red Cross. They're always available. You can go online, find your local Red Cross, and find out when these swimming safety classes are occurring.
That's cool. You know, I think they start kids as low as five months.
Infants. You can put an infant in the water. Yes.
I know.
I've seen them.
I've seen criticism of that. It's kind of crazy. You know, the parents that put their kids on in the pool, that he put it on YouTube, and they get thousands of notes saying, you're so cruel putting that baby in the water.
You can put, as long as you don't leave them in the water. Be with the babies.
Oh, you have
kind
to stay
with
them.
Yeah. Check the Red Cross and the National Swimming Pool Foundation. All online. They're partnered now to create an online home pool essentials course that describes steps home pool owners can take to prevent tragedy and keep a well-maintained pool or hot tub. The course is available at homepoolessentials.org. Homepoolessentials.org.
How do you spell that?
No.
essentials is a hard word.
ESSANTIALS.org.
Yeah, that's why I flunked English and won an Emmy in journalism.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right. Well, let me just say this before we go any further. We're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do. And when we return, Jack Tracy joins us with the inside scoop of when you do not need a building permit. You may want to stick around to hear what he has to say about that. So remember this, the sound that's coming out of your speakers may not be the same sound that's hitting your eardrum.
I know later on, ain't got no home. I know later on, I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heavy, with a special message just for first-time home buyers. If you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, September the 21st, from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at Reach's headquarters located in Palm Beach Gardens. Now, I know it's a month away. I'm telling you early because these classes fill up quick. Our last workshop was packed. So for more additional information about this first-time homebuyers workshop, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And while you have them on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs that they have to offer. Their Credit Builder Workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call Reach today, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. How cool is that? And that brings us right up to the head chief bottle washer and man in charge, Jack Tracy. He's helped more people get in homes than a group of politicians at a pie-eating contest in North Carolina, I believe. And that's what we do at Reach. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here. Great show going on.
We always have fun here at Reach Radio. We talk about all the neat stuff as far as homes are concerned, and that's how we roll here.
I just wanted to go over, a lot of people ask me, when they're repairing your own home, do I need to pull a permit?
You bet.
And I have a whole list of different items you can do without a permit.
All right.
You can repair your air conditioning. You can't replace it, but you can repair it without a permit.
Okay, if you know what you're doing, right?
If you know what you're doing. Yep. Ceramic tile, floors and walls, you can do that. You can replace the dishwasher in the kitchen. Without a permit.
And you don't need a plumber, right? That's just one little hose. That's
there you
easy.
Go.
Yeah, there you go.
Doors. You can do anything to the interior doors. You cannot touch the front door or the garage door without a permit.
You want to change your front door, you have to go get a permit?
You got it.
I'm doing that on a Sunday.
Lighting fixtures. You can replace those. Outlets and switches. Those are all right to replace without a permit, providing you wire them back correctly.
Hmm. So if you wanted to pull some, you wanted to put a plug out on the patio and you wanted to run some pipe out there, you have to get a permit for that?
You have to get a permit. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on. There's many, many things on this list. And I also have a web page they can go to.
All right. Lay it on us.
It's www.pbcgov.com/pzb/building.
Wow.
And they can obtain this whole list that's in front of me.
I'm writing that down. You know what I think we ought to do? We're going to put that on the Reach for Housing website there as a reference there. It's www.bpcgov.com/pzb/building.
Building.
Yeah, well, that's pretty intense.
And there's one thing I wanted to mention. I noticed Rick was talking about pool.
Right.
Pool enclosures, fencing, you have to have a permit. Has to be done by a pro.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good thing to do. You're messing around with people's lives there. You should have a professional come in and take care of that. Mm-hmm. Are these permits expensive?
No.
I mean, you just go down to the county and go, hey, I want to get
fill out the paperwork.
Fill out the paperwork.
And it depends on how much the job is going to cost.
Do you need drawings and diagrams and things like
that? Usually you can draw them up by hand and they'll accept them for a small job.
Okay, so you don't need to get a professional draftsman or be a computer CAD operator.
Not unless you're adding an addition on the house.
Yeah, well, that you'd probably want to get a contractor to do that anyway, right? So you're saying it's small jobs around the house, you just go ahead and do them, just be careful and watch what you're doing, right?
Right.
Right.
Windows you can replace if you don't spend up over $1,000.
What? That's almost bizarre. So how's the county going to know if I spend $900 or $1,001?
Well, that's what it's saying here.
Okay, so here, let me get this straight. So if you want to follow the rules, if you're spending over $1,000 on your windows, you should go get a permit pulled.
Right, and if they go to this webpage, there's a phone number there they can call, verify what they're doing, and right, whether they need the permit or not.
Well, check out, if you're driving around, you don't have anything to write down with right now, check out our website when you get back. It's www.reach4housing.org. That's reach, the number 4housing.org. And we'll put that information. We'll get Monica to put that up there, and then we'll take care of that. Great. And this is what you do every day for Reach, right?
That's it.
You just run around and pull permits? I want your job. Well, I mean, it's a process that you have to go through, so you get pretty friendly with the folks down there, and they pretty much help you right out, right?
Correct.
So a new guy going down, what kind of a wall is he going to run into?
Not really. They're pretty open to working with a homeowner.
Right. And how long have you been doing this for Reach?
For Reach?
Forever.
Forever.
Well, I know you're doing a good job because I get to see all the pictures, and sometimes we actually have the Batista home we went to and watched the fine job that they did when we put air conditioning in for him. And we did that at no charge, folks. That's what Reach does. You should call if you have a problem, if you need some help. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. The number, again, you know, 800. I almost gave that one. 855-48-REACH. And just tell them you need help, because that's what we do at Reach. So the next 2 minutes, we're going to talk to Pat. I guess let's move her over and see what she has to say. She's always got something to talk about. And I do want to say this. I want to say thank you for listening to the show. We'd like to say that we do that every Saturday. We thank you for taking your time and spending it with us. And a hap tip goes out to Jeffrey Coleman over at Wells Fargo Mortgage Division and Renee Farou over at the Haitian Triumph Church. You guys are always listening to us, and we appreciate that, and thanks for spending your Saturday with us. Pat, welcome to your show.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you. I thought I was going to get away today and let Jack just talk to you, because his job is a lot more than permits. He's out checking the properties we purchase, confirming that the repairs are realistic.
Right.
And then once we get them going in and actually doing a lot of the construction. So.
Right. Well, I know it's a tough job, and it's hard to keep track of all that stuff, but what's the bottom line on it? The bottom line is that we're putting a property together that will become a home and not just a house. And we say that every week, and we mean that from our heart. Tell me if I'm speaking out of turn here.
No, and if you have a moment, I'll tell you. If I've got a second, I'll
tell you. We got a minute.
1 minute and experience we just had this week, because Reach also has rental properties.
Right.
And rent was late on one of the properties, so that's my job to start calling, mm-hmm. mine and Monica's. And so Monica made the call on late rental, and a lady that had just moved into the property last month, 36 years old, passed away with cancer.
Oh.
And her family had been looking to get to bring the rent to someone. They weren't even sure who, where, what. And she had two children. Her mother then wanted to be approved to stay in the unit and take care of those children. So between the village and us, we all worked it out, and Mom's there today with the children.
Perfect. A happy ending for a happy ending of the show. That's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. Hat tip to our friends over at Home Run Realty. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1. Be sure and tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about yourself if you do. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.